Devontae, this team, the Packers, they are so rarely an underdog, and I guess you've been a couple point underdog in the last few games, but going into Pittsburgh, it's a bigger deal in terms of what Vegas says. What do you guys say about being an underdog, and do you like the fact that people are betting against you?
I don't care who bets what. It don't make a difference to me. I mean, we still got to play the game, so, I mean, you can bet and all that. I'm not betting on it, so it doesn't change my life.
You like proving people wrong?
I love it. That's what my life has been about since I started. People doubting me and doubting, you know, teams I've been on and things like that. When I won a state championship in high school and people said that my high school couldn't do anything, you know, won several conference championships at Fresno, and people thought that we were just a small school that couldn't beat anybody, and, you know, we showed them otherwise, and it's just another step, another team to that, you know, to prove everybody wrong, and I've done it individually so far, so. You know, it's nothing to keep moving forward and just rally behind all the leaders in the locker room and, get it done.
How do you keep things positive with all this going on around you?
Just look at the bright side of things. There's a lot of good that we're showing out there. Obviously, last game, it wasn't much of it in terms of scoring or any of it. But, I mean, you gotta keep moving forward. This game is about ups and downs and, you know, runs and, I guess, the other side of that, which is what we're kind of going through right now. So you got to fight through adversity. It's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Devontae, with a guy like Brown, do you do anything in the way of measuring yourself against some of the other great receivers in the league? Is there anything that you do when you watch guys like that where you want to go out and say, hey, I'm here too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge film guy, so I watch AB, I watch all the best wideouts, even guys you might not think are the best wideouts in the league. I'm watching them, studying, seeing what I can do, to mimic that or to, you know, add that into a piece of my game. So he's obviously a guy I watch. I don't worry about ranking myself in terms of, you know, where other guys are, but I definitely take things from guys that, like I said, you may not even know their names, but I watch a lot of film and I pick up on guys just so I can, you know, continue to build on my game.
Is that off-season stuff or in-season?
In-season, off-season, there's plenty of time to watch film. You watch TV, you can watch film.
So what have you stolen from Antonio Brown?
Well, I mean, his ability to just make plays. I mean, obviously you look at the route running and different intricate pieces like that he does well, but you wonder why Ben just dropped back, looking to the right, and he turns left and just throws the ball out there, and AB comes down with the ball 90% of the time, and that's something that I definitely have been trying to, you know, make sure I capitalize on those type of balls anytime I get one from Brett or from 12, whoever.
Devontae, Brett would be the first person to put the heat on himself when things aren't going right, but given that you guys had Aaron last year and you were at 4-6 at one point, is he taking too much of the heat at this point?
That's a question for him. I mean, you put however much you can handle on yourself. I definitely wouldn't want him to put too much because it's a team effort. Regardless if we're doing well, if we're doing poorly, we got to help him. It's on the wideouts, it's on the O-line, it's on, you know, the defense and everybody. So it's never on one person. But, you know, my thing is I try to put as much as I can on myself. That way it'll allow me to continue to push myself and never get comfortable. And I think that's something that's good for him right now.
You know, kind of the long-term, big-picture goals are for this team every year. Shorter term, what is maybe a realistic goal for this team, given the situation you guys are in right now?
This team needs to worry about nothing other than just going 1-0 each week. Don't look big picture. Don't look down the road because, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Everybody has an equal chance right now. Well, maybe not equal chance, but everyone has a chance to make it to the big show still. So, I mean, it's – We got to continue to do the small things and win this week, and we go out there and we perform well, and we can leave Sunday night and be happy about that.
So instead of run the table, run the week?
Run the week. That's it.
Mike talks about the challenges of trying to get your time clock down and your timing. With their pressure defense, how big of a challenge is it to maintain that timing when they're trying to disrupt it? And usually you do.
It's big because, you know, the more they're pressuring, the quicker that Brett is going to have, you know, he's going to be under duress, and we don't want to have that. So I got to make sure my footwork and, you know, our timing on, you know, stop routes or whatever it is that we're doing is as crisp as it's ever been.
Mike's from Pittsburgh. Do you sense that this game means anything more to him going home for him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to hit home. He talked to us this morning about kind of just the whole, I don't know if it's tradition or history between the Packers and Pittsburgh. Obviously played in the Super Bowl, and we've seen videos and clips of Jordy making plays and you know, Greg making plays, and it's, you can tell that it's definitely a little, means a little bit more to him. So our job is to make sure we do everything we can so that he can be on the right side of this one. So.
Devontae, going back to the timing thing, I mean, you've obviously shown your connection with Brett. You have, what, thousands of reps with Aaron and hundreds maybe with Brett. How do you get that time clock? How do you get it to where you need it to be? Because even with your connections with him, it's not always where you want it.
Yeah. You continue to work on it. I mean, we talk a lot throughout the day. I mean, even in between meetings, we're talking about different routes, or during the special teams period, we're throwing, you know, getting those extra routes that we may have just installed that week. We're trying to make sure we get down as close to perfect as we can with it. That way in the game, even if it isn't perfect, we know we've seen it before, and I've seen the ball put in a certain spot, and I can go up and make the play.
The stereotype with NFL receivers, you know, quality star receivers, is a bit of a diva. I've never seen that from you or Jordy or Randall. What type of patience and maturity has your group shown in dealing with trying to assimilate Brett into this offense and be successful?
Well, the whole prima donna and diva thing is definitely not something that'll help out a young quarterback. So you definitely, it's good that we don't have that in this place. And for one, they don't draft guys like that. I mean, you kind of look around this locker room and date back to, you know, 20 years ago, I feel like. And it's type of guys, it's the Packer way is what you adapt or what you adopt when you come here. And I think everybody kind of buys into that, and you kind of learn the way, and you see how people handle the business. So answering that part of it. But I think that with Brett, he just has to just fall in place with us. I think for me coming in here, it was more of finding out where 12 is with it and then getting on that. But, you know, we've been here longer than him, and we've kind of established the way that we do things. So, and he's doing a good job with making sure he picks up off of our mannerisms and different things, the way we like to do things.
You play a heavy pressure team like Pittsburgh, young quarterback. You guys have to be even more aware of plays maybe coming out faster than designed because of that pressure?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we have hots, and we have things for that. So we just got to make sure everybody is clued in on and know what they have to do.
You mentioned you like to put as much pressure on yourself because you want to rise to the occasion. Last game and possibly this game, do you feel like you have to do that again with young guns controlling the run game once again with Williams and Mays?
Yeah, I mean, in the run game for me is as well. It's not just making sure I'm running great routes. It's making sure I can spring Jamal or, you know, Devontae Mays. Whenever they hit that hole and they're doing their thing, and you know they get up to that second level, we need to make sure that you know the safeties and corners are taken care of. That way, we can spurt those out and have those big plays.